You are increasing your magnetic field, and thus your magnetism is pulling everything into you. All of the resources that you need, all of the people you need on your journey, you're like a magician just bringing people into you because you're increasing and elevating your energetic state. The more focus you put on self, the more energy you are attracting from universal forces to help you with your action. Hey Mystics, today we're talking about how success loves speed. You've probably heard this little quote and saying, especially if you are in the business world or you're an entrepreneur or artist, there's a reason why some people are on fire and have an abundance of energy and they just create, create, create. They go after it. They move forward. They move on. They're not stuck in this like analysis paralysis. They are just moving forward. And I want to make this podcast to help you move forward in your life, in your business, in the day-to-day, to make your life a lot more flowy and smooth and give you these little secrets that help people move faster and vibrate at a higher frequency. So we're going to get into all of these different reasons why success loves speed. Number one, speed equals momentum. The faster you go, the easier it is to just keep going fast. Action amplifies action. One of the biggest reasons for a lack of success and a lack of action is major procrastination and analysis paralysis. I heard this beautiful quote from a powerful millionaire on Instagram, and she was like, "The only difference I see between successful people and unsuccessful people is that successful people just do the action. They just fail forward. They're consistently making plans, executing, and then adjusting. They're positioning themselves after the action is taken, but they're constantly learning through action. And unsuccessful people will talk and talk and talk all day long about all the amazing dreams they have and all the things that they're gonna do, but they're never gonna take that action. And that's what separates successful people from unsuccessful people. It's so sad to see people with so many dreams, but not realizing that this talk isn't going anywhere. Walk it like you talk it. There's also this psychology study about what happens to the brain when we tell people what we're going to do. It's almost as if we've already taken the action. It's like we have so much dopamine from telling people what we're going to do that our brain believes we did it. It's like in people acknowledging us for our dreams, we don't feel that we need to achieve them anymore. So design your action and move in silence. That way nobody can send you any ill will or affect your manifestations before they've arrived. Moving fast eliminates blockages. You have to be so serious with yourself as to what's holding you back. I want to give you an example from my personal life as to what was holding me back from moving fast. And it has to do with podcasting. I was just talking to my partner recently and I was like, you know, I would create so many podcasts if I just could move faster. And he's like, well, what's holding you back? And I was like, this idea that I need to make these super long podcasts, that I have to make them like 25, 50 minutes long. And that's just so daunting for me. So I was already thinking about the end before thinking about the journey. And he's like, well, how long would a podcast have to be for you to feel okay making one? And I was like, well, I make TikTok videos all the time. So I feel like a 3-minute TikTok video is good for me. I can do that regularly. He's like, perfect. So you can make a 3-minute podcast video / episode. I was like, oh my God, you are so right. You just crushed all of my limiting beliefs in a split second. So move fast and understand what's blocking you from doing so. Oftentimes, once you realize what's holding you back from that initial action, it's going to be so much easier to create after you assess that limiting belief. Like for instance, I'm going to definitely make longer than 3-minute podcast episodes. I just needed to not feel like this was so daunting. So yeah, I just needed to eliminate that initial block to get moving. Third point, something about successful people is that they make decisions quickly. If you're an artist, entrepreneur, okay, you know how many decisions you need to make on the daily just for your own business or for your own life or how to rule and conquer your day. When I first created my 2023 astrology calendar, I was like, oh my God, I have so many decisions to make. I need to figure out the font I want to use, the color scheme, how I want to make the moons, what I should do with the cover photo. And all of it, especially when you like zoom out and look at what you want as a final product, all of it can feel so daunting when you skip to the end and you don't focus on the journey, right, of creation. So this indecision and overwhelm happens when you jump to the end. So kill your perfectionism by just making one small decision over and over and over again. And using the decision-making muscle also connects you to your personal style. Like, have you ever been shopping with a friend and you don't have a personal style and you're like, oh my God, I have no idea what to buy. So you just look through all of these different clothes and you're like, maybe I'll try this flower shirt. Maybe I'll try these beige pants. Maybe I'll just go out into all of these different styles and try different things. It's a pool of distraction. But it is required to make decision after decision after decision to eliminate and filter out what your style isn't. So the more decisions you make, the easier it'll be to even just go shopping. Now when I go shopping, I know exactly what my style is because I have made terrible decisions with clothes over and over and over again. I know that I love a pastel color, especially pink and blue. I know that I love black. I'm a Capricorn. I love black. I love beige and gray and white. These normal colors that are timeless, they're just so good for me. But when I venture off into green or red, anything else just it does not belong in my closet. And I've gotten to these conclusions and this personal style after making decision after decision over and over again. So you'll get better at shopping. You'll get better at knowing yourself through decision making, and you'll move faster. You're not going to spend so much time figuring out who you are because you've put in all that time figuring out who you are. Another reason why speed equals success is because you're prioritizing creativity and growth over perfectionism. This leads to breakthroughs in your own art, in your own perspective. The constant focus on learning and improving takes the pressure of having everything all figured out. Your mind literally changes and understands that things are not that serious. The entire process of action isn't about the end result. It's about evolving yourself. And everything that you're craving in life, all of this fulfillment, all of this evolution you're seeking, it's not going to come from a finished product. It's not going to come from a destination. It's going to come from taking a journey of action. Once you realize this, you just want to spend time in this action. You want to spend time in this creation, in this creativity mode. And although stillness is so beautiful and creates magical moments with God and meditation and knowing thyself, another thing that stillness does, especially when it's unintentional stillness and you're just sitting there with your own mind, is that your mind has the ability to hijack your soul. Your mind, again, if it's not directed and if there's no order assigned to it, it will fall into entropy. It will decay. It will eat itself. Our minds are flawed with biases, judgments, and limitations. We are prone to overthinking, criticizing, having skewed judgment. We tend to focus more on our losses than our own gains, and we have lots of cognitive dissonance. So an amazing way to avoid all of the self-sabotage that the mind does is to prioritize learning over this unattainable, arbitrary ideal of perfectionism. Prioritize creativity and you will move faster. All right, another reason why speed loves success is that your emotions become generally very high, elevated, and positive. This is because our emotions are energy in motion. The higher the emotion on the emotional guidance scale, the faster you're moving. This is because you're vibrating at a very fast pace. You're not stuck in this dense energy, which is holding you in place, making you very heavy and inactive. Have you guys ever heard of Einstein's theory of special relativity and time dilation? I always think about this when I think of the idea of moving fast. Okay, there's a famous experiment that explains this. It's called the twin paradox. Imagine two identical twins. One is staying on Earth and the other is embarking on a space journey at a significant fraction of the speed of light. So one twin is on Earth, one twin is in space. Think about also the movie Interstellar. The traveling twin in space experienced less passage of time due to their motion at a very high speed. When the traveling twin returns, they find that less time has passed for the traveling twin and more time has passed for the twin that's on Earth. This is what time dilation is. So when a person is at rest, time is passing much more quickly for them. I actually see this as a new mom and how I've just been at home for the past 4 months, not really going out into the world and moving about because I'm in my hibernation mama mode. And I've been just watching my baby grow and I'm like, oh my God, she is growing so fast. I have been so aware at how fast time is moving. I'm like, oh my God, she's getting so old so fast. And this is because I've been at rest. I've just been watching her grow. So the quicker you move, the more you experience a sort of time travel. It's very magical. Think about how much people can get done when they're in a flow state of receiving, higher intelligence information from a source. You're acting on this information, and when problems arise, your energy is so elevated and heightened that you're able to solve the problem more quickly, because you're channeling solutions. One of the last reasons why success loves speed is because you are increasing your magnetic field, and thus your magnetism is pulling everything into you. All of the resources that you need, all of the people you need on your journey, you're like a magician just bringing people into you because you're increasing and elevating your energetic state. The more focus you put on self, the more energy you are attracting from universal forces to help you with your action. This is because you're showing life, God, source, the universe, that you are a vessel through which life can flow through you. You are a messenger of divine wisdom, of natural creative expression. You are contributing to the evolution of humanity by letting life flow through you, by moving your energy and allowing yourself to grow. The faster you go, the faster you find out what's in alignment for you or not. Have you ever been in a relationship with someone and you're unsure of like where they stand with you because you're not speaking your truth and you're not like getting to the point fast? So you keep someone in your life for like 8 months, and then at the 8 month mark, you're like, you know what? I want to be real with you. I want to be honest with you. I want to see like where you stand. And then they're like, yeah, I just don't like you. I don't want to be friends with you anymore. Imagine you moved faster and you had these conversations at month one. How much time you would save. Move fast, seek answers, take action. Your confidence will increase. You will be aligned to the right people in life, and your productivity will be unstoppable. So I hope this podcast helps you guys move out of stagnation, procrastination, analysis paralysis, by just taking one small action a day and setting the bar very low. Because once you reach that bar, raise it a little bit higher. Keep raising it until you build this momentum, until action becomes your natural state. I hope you guys love this episode. If you want me to cover anything in particular, DM me on Instagram. Leave me a review on this podcast. I would definitely appreciate this so we can get our magical messages out there to the world and so that we can keep growing. Love you guys.